So, do you want to talk about this socialism thing? I mean, I thought it was interesting.
Yeah. And let me ask you, do you think that's even effective at this point?
That's the question I wanted to get to. So basically, everybody who's been following social media knows that the latest MAGA talking points that have been going out following the Mamdani-backed Democratic Socialist sweep in New York State and other states, right, in Denver area, et cetera, has been like they're communists. You can't, Trump said, on July 4th, you can't be a patriotic American and be communist. I would take major issue with that.
Dumb.
But anyway, so basically, this is there's someone counted up the number of posts. So last week, there were 626 posts where right-wing influencers and top Republicans used the words communism or communist to smear Democrats. That was up from 439 a week before. So it's a 43% increase. Obviously, this is a talking point for them. So calling Democrats communists. Now, one really funny part is I looked into some of the victims of these. Their poll numbers went up as a reason after the Republic because that makes them look a lot more interesting. There's really just in a re in a recent race, I don't remember where it was, but someone just dropped out who was like trying to thread the needle from the in the Democratic primary between a far left and a far right. A corporatist and a far left lane, and there was kind of like no space for that. I mean, I think the American people are not in the mood for milquetoast DNC corporatist crap. They have. I don't want to. I'd like to say they never are, but that's not true. They have been. They just not, weren't in the mood for it. They were in the mood for it in 2012. They're just not in the mood for it now. They want real solutions, whether they're left wing or right wing. No, I think this is a fail for Republicans on a lot of levels, not least the fact that it's so old timey. I mean, you have a political class led by the president of the United States who are old, right? Like he's just turned 80. Mitch McConnell, all these guys, they're so old. And here you are dragging up shit. I'm 62. This shit was over like 10 years before I was born. Okay, this is from the early 50s. The Hollywood blacklist, like, oh, he's a commie, you can't, all that stuff. That shit isn't gonna work now. I mean, especially young people, young voters, and they say under 30, but really under 40, they like socialism. They like Bernie Sanders. They like AOC. They like Mamdani. I mean, I think it makes them look old and out of touch. And I think it's ridiculous. It's embarrassing and cringy. I don't think it's going to work at all. I think it's going to shoot them in the, it's going to, you know, they're going to, it's going to have blowback.
Yeah, I agree with you. I don't think this works. And I don't think it works for a particular reason, though. When Trump got in office, I think Trump has widened the political space. And what I mean by widen the political space, supposedly, when I was young, somebody like Trump couldn't have even gotten close to the presidency. Somebody like Joe Biden couldn't even get close to the presidency. Joe Biden ran like four times. And it was only when we got to the point of, I suppose,
Speaking of cheating, right? Like Biden,
yes,
famously
plagiarism.
cribbed Neil Kinnock's old speech from the UK.
Yep, plagiarism. He got caught with it. He even admitted to it, right? Like, meaning somebody like Trump in the 80s wouldn't have gotten close to the office. And you found this kind of degradation in the political space. But I think part of the degradation in the political space is also a widening of what's possible in the political space. I think the center failed. I think people put their trust in people like Obama and Clinton and Bill Clinton, the Joe Bidens of the world, and for all intents and purposes, that failed. It didn't deliver on anything. And for all intents and purposes, it
Didn't
ended
even
up giving
attempt
you
to deliver.
Trump.
That's the difference, right? Like Trumpism attempts to deliver, it fails in many respects, but it does big things. Like Mamdani's trying big things, but and if they fail, they could fail. But like the thing with the centrists is they don't try anything.
They don't even try. Like, it's not even like we try and lose. They just lose. And they don't try. Meaning, it's not like you're moving the ball forward, the Republican gets in and balls move backwards, and you move the ball forward trying to get your agenda accomplished. I don't even know what the agenda is, let alone getting anything accomplished. And so I think when people are looking at people like Mamdani and the people that he's putting in, these are people who are effectively saying, this is what we want to do. You grade us by whether we accomplish it or not, but this is what we want to do. Okay, that's not really the same as like Kamala Harris putting out a plan that nobody believes she even believes in, where you have no idea what Kamala Harris is going to do when she gets in office. Same thing with Joe Biden. The big thing that Joe Biden did was the $200 or the $300 for kids. But within a year, that was gone. That was like Social Security for people with children. Basically, we're going to take care of our kids. Okay, well, that's gone. So you can't even get basic things accomplished. I think people are looking for somebody who is outside of the typical political space, who at the very least believes in relatively larger things. And so I think you can get somebody, like, because otherwise Sanders didn't even believe in Sanders in the beginning. Like, meaning Sanders thought, I'll just push the political space to the left, not realizing, holy shit, I just caught fire.
Right.
I think the political space is widened, especially from the standpoint to the left. And I think calling people communists is just going to make people very comfortable with communists.
Right. And I mean, yeah, I mean, my only problem with it is it's giving Democrats more credit than they deserve for having, you know, actual ideals and ideas, which I don't think.
I don't think it works. I think for all intents and purposes, these people are just Democrats. They may be a tick to the left, but if you continuously call them communists and socialists, people are just going to get more familiar with the term communists and socialists. And if they're succeeding, then it doesn't matter what you call them.
Well, that's the thing too, right? Like, people definitely, you know, they know what's, they're comfortable with socialism. I mean, it polls well now. And, you know, it's in some polls, there's a Gallup poll where they take a survey of how people feel about capitalism versus socialism. Socialism consistently polls popular with more popular than capitalism with at least 40% of the voters. That number's only increasing now. People know that communism and socialism are intertwined. They might be not really clear on the whole, the goal of socialism is communism thing, or the, you know, the fact that there really has never been a communist country, or even a country that claimed to be a communist country, even though it has a communist party, but not a communist. So people might know the distinction, but if you're okay with socialism and you know that communism goes with it, you're probably not going to be that upset about communism the way that so many people were in the 1970s. I mean, the Cold War is fucking over. I do wonder if they focus grouped or polled this internally and they think that it's going to work.
It just seems to be the Republican go-to. They seem to be stuck in this thing that this works. Oh, we just call everybody a communist and socialist. I mean, the catch becomes, do these people run from it, or do they stand their ground and deal? Like, meaning when it, like, for example, when the Israel issue come up, from my point of view, you go through that. You don't run from that. You go through it. And I get the sense for the socialism thing also, you run through it. If you chase, if you run, they'll chase you.
Yeah, you need sort of a variation of FDR's famous speech where, you know, I welcome their hatred.
Yeah.
You need that kind of thing where it's like, oh, if being a socialist means that, you know, I care about a young mother raising an only child who can't afford health care for that kid, then I'm a socialist. You know, like that kind of vibe.